Text appears, a Disney Channel original movie, in a flashback in Coventry.
Once upon a time, the magical kingdom of Coventry was besieged by the forces of darkness.
Smoke nears baby Apollo and Artemis.
In the midst of this battle, the twin daughters of Miranda and Aaron were born. For their safety, the twins were separated and hidden away in another dimension.
Karsh travels to the Earth realm through a portal with Artemis.
21 years later, the sisters were reunited.
Phantos is bound to a chair
and returned to the land of their birth, where they vanquish their evil uncle Phantos.
Phantos's face looms huge in the black smoke. Light erupts from Alex and Cameron's joined hands. It breaks through a skylight
and destroyed the darkness forever.
Miranda hugs the twins. Light pulses around the castle and throughout Coventry. A title appears. Twitches, too.
Or did they?
In the present, Miranda stands on a balcony outside the castle. She wears a gold gown with her combined sun and moon amulet around her neck. She moves back inside. She glances back, then grips her long skirt and descends a low set of stairs into a study. She grabs a leather-bound book off a desk. She opens to a bookmarked page, then glances at a portrait of Aaron on the wall.
Aaron, I miss you so much.
Miranda gazes at the portrait, then closes the book. She brings it over to a door along the far wall. She steps into a dark, curved tunnel. Green lanterns hang on the stone walls. She strides forward. Something behind her watches with blurred vision. A human-shaped cloud of vapor loses its form and moves through the dark.
Miranda.
Is someone there?
Miranda.
Miranda turns. The tunnel sits empty. Someone continues to watch her as she hurries onward. The vapor moves along the wall and follows her. She exits out a door at the end of the tunnel. The vapor slips out behind her and into the castle. Miranda turns and waves an arm, casting a spell on the door. Beige stones lay themselves over the door and seal it shut. A moon symbol on the door glows. At home, Cameron sits at a kitchen table and sketches an identical moon symbol on a door. The housekeeper brings over a plate of breakfast.
Here you go.
Good morning, Cameron. Did you sleep well, honey?
That'll be a no.
Well, can't say that I'm surprised. You and your sister were probably up half the night talking and laughing. You guys probably have so much to catch up on.
And again, no.
Little Miss has my face spent the whole night loudly agonizing over her college catalog.
With light on.
Well, school is very important to Alex right now. She has not had the opportunities that you have, Cameron.
Whole countries haven't had the opportunities she's had.
Heard that.
Just give her some time to settle in. This is all new for her. Thank you.
Mr. Barnes, are you finished with your plate?
Oh, let me do that.
Mr. Barnes, there's something wrong with Cameron. She offered to help.
You okay?
Oh, ha ha ha, you're both hilarious. Watch this. I've been practicing.
Cameron twirls her finger. The dishwasher opens. She waves her hands over the plates. They fly at David. David peeks above the counter. A pancake sits on his forehead.
Oops.
Elizabeth!
I'm sorry. I don't know why, but that actually happens a lot.
A lot? What else have you been practicing on?
Cameron, this might be a good time to tell your father about the car.
What about the car?
Now, don't get too upset. She's got all the pieces.
Pieces? Cars aren't supposed to be in pieces. Isn't there a spell to fix all of this?
I thought that too, but when I tried to do everything that I just done backwards, that's when I lost the other tire.
Oh, I found it. It's in the pool.
Oh.
You lost the tires.
No, one's in the pool. Aren't you listening?
Oh.
Gosh, this would be so much easier if someone would just write all this magic stuff down.
I'm pretty much having to figure everything out by trial and error.
Heavy on the error.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, I just get a vision or something.
A vision?
Cameron's sun amulet gleams.
Alex.
Alex? Something's wrong. What about Alex?
Upstairs, Alex lies asleep in bed. A black shadow slips beneath her door. It observes Alex with blurred vision as it approaches. It extends a dark hand towards her.
Alex!
Cameron spells her bed to fold into the wall.
Alex! Are you all right? Where are you?
I'm in here.
She undoes her spell. The bed folds downwards. Alex stands and glares at her sister.
What is your problem?
I thought I saw something. Or at least I thought I saw something. Now I'm not exactly sure what I saw.
Well, you hurled me against the wall.
Well, I wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen. I kind of just pointed.
Oh, you mean like this?
Alex points her finger. She turns Cameron's hair, skin, and clothes blue.
You know that blue isn't one of my colors?
Well, it is now.
And what could you have possibly seen that would...
You did not just give me a tail.
Yes, I did. And you're gonna get ears to match if you don't do something about this.
How is this my fault? My butt is wagging, and do you see a smile on my face? Would it kill you to say I'm sorry?
Sorry? How about a thank you, Alex?
Leave you there
saved
the next
me from
time.
A shadow.
Emily and David watch them through the open doorway.
Yeah, there is no way.
What's going on?
Not a clue. But then again, I never have a clue anymore.
Yeah, welcome to the last 21 years of...
A shadow passes.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I thought I'd... So... Cameron, Elizabeth! Do not turn your sister into...
On the back patio, David pulls a car tire out of the pool.
This is good. Thanks for letting me stay here again. Just say the word and I'll head back to Lucinda's.
Alex, you've got to stop thanking us. You're family now. You can stay here as long as you like.
Besides, the university is only a mile away.
And I can't believe I'm meeting with the admissions counselor this morning. This is like a dream.
Alex.
Sorry. I just want to let you know how appreciative I am of everything you're doing for me.
We know, hon.
Cameron's eyes narrow.
Oh, let me get that for you.
Why? My hands aren't painted on.
I noticed that nobody checked your forehead. You're just doing this to make me look bad.
No, that's one area where you actually don't need my help.
Okay, ladies, enough. I know this is gonna take a little getting used to, but trust me, before you know it, this will all seem completely normal.
Alex turns to look out a window. A bright light deposits two figures into the pool. David spits out his drink. He puts down his cup.
Nothing about this will ever seem normal.
Carson and Ileana jump out of the water and onto the patio.
A pool? Do you really think opening an underwater portal was such a good idea? You know I have inner ear issues.
Well, this is what happens when you rush me.
Air blows against her as Karsh waves his hand, drying her. He gestures to himself. She grins as she dries him.
That's good. Okay, I'm right.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
The twins wave.
Oh, are those pancakes?
Actually, we're here on official business.
Why don't we leave you alone for a few minutes and help yourself to whatever you haven't dripped on?
Official business? Sounds exciting.
This isn't going to take long, is it?
I have an important meeting in like 20 minutes.
Well, the first thing isn't actually official. It's really more personal.
You're going to tell them now?
Why not now?
Oh, there seemed to be a certain sense of urgency to Miranda's voice.
Yeah, but that's what I said when we stopped so you could change your shoes.
Well, a lot of good it did me. Look, these are ruined.
You know what? I never liked those shoes. They make you look short and make your nose look big.
Oh, I don't think his nose looks that big.
Okay, guys.
Sorry, but, you know, kind of in a hurry.
Karsh nods to Ileana.
We're getting married!
Ileana hugs the twins.
Of course, we want the two of you to be in the wedding. It's going to be small. We both wanted something intimate. Yeah. And, well, with everyone thinking that we've been dead for the last 21 years, we don't have a lot of friends.
None.
We'd love to be in it. Love. Well, I hate to squeal with joy.
Car spots Cameron's drawing of the door. Sorry. His brow furrows.
What is this?
I drew that this morning. I have no idea what it is.
It's your father's crest.
Our father? Aaron? I've been dreaming about him every single night.
You don't suppose?
No. Aaron died the night the twins were born. I know this for a fact. So dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
Did he say dead? Yeah.
Of course, Miranda will want to see this.
But... That's what we came to tell you. Your mother wants to see you. Now.
Now. Mm. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Not now.
But you're a princess. You have certain responsibilities.
Yeah, and one of them is to make sure that I'm not late for my first day of school. Sorry, but I don't have time to play princess. It's not playing if you really are one. Oh, do we get to wear a tiara? Or a crown? Will there be a prince involved?
I would love a prince.
Look, Your Highness, you'll have to go without me, okay? Just tell Mom I'll portal over as soon as I can. All right, bye. Alex!
What?
Good luck. You'll do great. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Alex waves. Ileana eats a pancake.
Okay, so that didn't go so well.
Oh, well, one twitch is better than no twitch.
Really not feeling the love right now.
Ooh, on the way back, we stop in the dimension where everything is made out of sugar. I want to look at wedding cake.
Oh, that's convenient. Why, so we can visit your ex-boyfriend, the dentist?
You know what, Bob? It's so 23 and a half years ago.
Are you coming?
I think I'll take my closet. That would have been a good idea.
Oh, you think so?
Hmm.
In the pool, they duck their heads beneath the water. They dissolve into light and disappear into the sky. The moon symbol on Cameron's drawing glows blue. In Coventry, Miranda sits at a white table in a courtyard outside the castle. Two attendants hold parasols. Cameron approaches with Karsh and Ileana.
Oh, finally. I was getting worried. I am so relieved to know that you're safe.
Safe? Why wouldn't I be safe? We just destroyed Thantos in the darkness, right? Right?
Right. Right? Right. Of course, there's always work to be done.
You want to go?
Which is why I was hoping that you and your sister would help their poor mother finish securing her kingdom. Of course, that begs the question, where is your sister?
She starts school today. I'm doing independent study this semester, so...
So we'll have to make do without her. Even though I believe I specifically requested the presence of both of my daughters?
See? I told you she'd notice.
Look, I'm trying.
Well, not that securing the kingdom doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but... When do I get to start princessing?
Princessing?
You know, princessing. Going to balls, riding in carriages, waving. I'm really good at waving.
Cameron beams and does a royal wave. She trips.
Hi. Well, there won't be too much of that until you learn to control your magic.
And your walking.
Since Ileana is your protector, she will also be your teacher.
But don't worry, I'm a cool teacher. We can totally have class on the lawn, if the dragons aren't loose.
Desire, Magdalena, could you please take my daughter and see that she's properly princessed up? Then you can meet Ileana in the conservatory.
Yeah. Let's start with the tiara, ladies.
Cameron leaves. She looks back and waves.
Work to do? Secure the kingdom? What are you talking about?
I don't want to alarm them until we're certain, but there's something moving through the Shadowlands. Something evil.
Thantos? He's still alive?
But if he regains human form, the first thing he'll do is go after the twins.
I know. Use an illuminating spell to secure the entrances, then meet me in the dungeons. I want every inch of this castle searched.
Should I insist that Alex return to Coventry? And by insist, I mean beg, plead, and cajole?
No. For now, she might actually be safer in her own dimension.
Ileana nods and steps aside. Miranda passes between her and Karsh.
Just when you think you're gonna get a little time off.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we just defeated the darkness yesterday. Huh.
Back to work.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I thought we were finally gonna get a little us time, you know?
What, 21 years in exile's not enough us time?
On Earth, people walk across a college campus. A red sign with a crest beside it reads, McGregor Hall. A man and woman walk together. A trio of men stand outside a building marked Student Union. Another red sign reads, Waverly University. Alex climbs a set of stairs holding a binder. She slips a sheet of paper out of the binder and looks around. A shadow follows her along the ground. Alex passes a man with an afro. She doesn't look up.
What, you can't even say hi?
Hi.
Come on, don't be that way.
Don't be...
She glances up and smiles.
Ah, I'm sorry. Hi.
That's better.
Hi.
You know, I'm pretty sure you just said that.
Right. Okay,
As fun as this is, I've got to find McGregor Hall. I'm sitting in on a Renaissance poets lecture.
Okay, other side of the quad. You know, it is good to see you branching out, because I've never really seen you outside the art department.
Art department?
Yeah, later.
Wait, I know what's going on. You're making a huge mistake.
Maybe, but how about I call you later? And I like the new hair. It's nice.
I like the new hair, too.
Later, Cam.
Wait, I'm not who you think I am.
No kidding.
Hi.
Of course, I knew it was you the minute you walked onto campus. Cameron wouldn't be caught dead in those jeans. Not that they don't look totally cute on you.
We're identical, Ben. And to set the record, I tried to tell him that...
Uh-huh. Guess he didn't get off the Flirtan Express long enough to introduce yourself?
I don't even know who he is.
Marcus Warburton. Your sister's ex-boyfriend. Yeah, emphasis on the ex part. She broke up with him 2 weeks ago. We don't talk to him anymore.
She broke up with him? Huh. But he's so knowledgeable about campus geography.
Beth smirks.
Oh, look, there's McGregor Hall right where he said it was. See ya.
Oh, and don't worry, I won't say a word to Cameron about this.
Alex waves and leaves.
But I do plan on texting her every single detail.
At Coventry Castle.
Now this is what I'm talking about.
Cameron wears a ball gown.
Magic books. Someone did write it all down.
She eyes a nearby vase.
Doesn't look so hard.
Sparks fly from her hands. The vase levitates off its table as she keeps her hands aimed at it. It hovers, then speeds to the side. A dark-haired man catches it.
It's actually a lot harder than it looks.
No problem.
Here you go.
She stares and drops the vase.
Oh! Oh! Sorry. Sorry.
She swirls her finger over the broken vase, then points to the table. Nothing happens.
All right. Look, you're just trying too hard, all right? Just picture what you want to have happen, all right? And let it flow through you. You ready?
He guides her arm forward. The vase reassembles on the table.
Thanks.
No problem.
I really could have used you yesterday in my parents' garage.
I'm Dimitri.
Are you Prince?
I prefer not to use titles.
I'm Cameron.
Oh, everyone knows who you are. Welcome to Coventry.
Thanks, Your Highness. Dimitri. I really should find Ileana. She's probably looking for...
A mirror shatters.
Okay, now that's going to be really tricky because I talk with my hands a lot.
Okay, it just takes some getting used to. But don't worry about that. I'll clean it up for you.
Oh, thanks. Again.
No problem.
She waves.
Bye.
She grabs the book of spells and leaves.
Dimitri, right?
She hits a wall.
Walls keep moving. Princess Cameron.
She waves, then trips and grins. A man enters.
I prefer not to use titles.
No reason I can't talk to her.
No reason except for the fact you broke, like, 1,400 laws.
Dimitri looks away.
She wasn't what I was expecting, though.
No, me neither. I think she likes me.
We'll see how much she likes you when she finds out you work in the kitchen and don't have any magic.
He tosses Dimitri a dustpan brush. Dimitri gives him a look. At school, Alex walks down an outdoor staircase.
Hey, Alex, wait up!
Oh, hi, I was hoping I was gonna see you again. Look, there's been a huge misunderstanding. I know this is gonna sound... You just called me Alex.
Yeah, it's your name, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, Beth got to you.
Got to me? She basically tackled me in the cafeteria. But other than that, I didn't know something was different, not just the hair.
Well, apparently my sister's very popular around here.
Yeah.
So far, I've been invited to 7 parties and asked out twice.
Okay, so why don't we make that 3 times then? You feel like getting something to eat?
Sorry, but that has bad idea written all over it. Yeah.
Well, if it makes any difference, one of the reasons your sister and I broke up is because we really just didn't have much in common.
Well, it doesn't make a difference. It just means I'll be borrowing your notes. See ya.
Okay.
Marcus licks his lips and stares after her as she leaves. The shadow overtakes him from behind. It enters his body in a gust of wind. His brow furrows.
Alex, wait!
Marcus catches up to Alex.
Why don't you let me walk you home?
Didn't we just play 2 rounds of this game?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're safe, right? And besides, Cameron would never forgive me if I let anything happen to her sister. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. So did you find your way okay?
Yeah.
The shadow now cast by Marcus is darker and longer than anyone else's in the quad. In Coventry, the top half of Cameron's body sticks out of a wall in a hallway.
A little help here, please! Gosh. Stupid, stupid spell. Oh,
well, we've only got 3 more to do.
Help!
Oh, what are you doing? You were supposed to wait for me.
I got bored.
Oh, well, I wish you would have started with something a little more basic.
What could be more basic than walking through walls?
Nothing, really.
Just get me out of here.
None. Oh, you meant about this.
Yes.
Still none. No, nothing.
They pass through the wall.
Wait, don't leave me here!
Karsh and Liana stumble as they walk out of the wall and into the next room. Karsh drops flowers.
Okay. Don't worry about that. Ah, here we go.
He picks up a spell book and hits Cameron.
Hey!
Sorry! All right.
Hey.
We could try a noodle, maybe.
Oh, no, no. Last time I couldn't get his head on.
2 men approach.
Hi! Princess Cameron. First day. Defeated the darkness. Nice weather we're having, huh?
Her face drops.
Hurry up.
Step back.
No, I'll handle this.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll do this. You always do this.
You can't.
I can't do this?
No, well,
I'm never going to get to do it unless you give me a chance
Fine,
to do it.
Go for it.
Mr.
Give
I
it a
knew
shot.
How to do all the spells. I do the spells
okay,
the best
let's
all
see
the
how
time.
This works
Oh, you
out.
Want to see it?
Yes.
Well, all right, fine.
Ileana kicks Cameron. She emerges.
Would you please just try not to misplace any more body parts before we get back?
I once lost my elbow for 2 weeks. Had to put up signs and everything.
Wait, where are you going? I thought you were going to help me with my magic.
Oh, we will. I'm sorry. We just have to finish a couple more things first.
Is something wrong?
No, not really. Well, okay, there is kind of a force looming, a really dark thing, and if you go around any corner
details.
At any time, it could...
Wedding details. We have some wedding things.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Good, because we still have a ton to do. There's a guest list,
We'll be back.
Menu.
Just stay out of trouble.
I am thinking fondue, because nothing says love like a big pot of cheese. Like
something is definitely wrong.
In an upstairs hallway, 2 female statues talk.
Then her arm fell off.
They had to put her in a museum.
She's falling apart.
The statues stiffen as Cameron nears. She slows and glances between them, then continues. Cameron passes Dimitri's waiter friend. He bows and she curtsies. He eyes her as she leaves. A door at the top of a low staircase opens. Cameron doubles back and peers through it. She grabs her voluminous skirt and climbs up as the waiter watches. At the top of the stairs, Cameron opens a door. She begins to climb another staircase, then stops. She pulls up the front hem of her dress to reveal her heeled feet. She mounts the steps. The waiter follows. He puts his hand against the rough stone wall as he climbs after Cameron. Further up, she walks up the winding staircase. A shadow follows behind her on the wall. She stops. Cameron glances back, then hurries up the stairs. The waiter climbs steadily. His eyes widen as the shadow engulfs him. Cameron climbs. The shadow's blurred vision tracks her feet on the steps. She moves into a circular room with sun and moon symbols on the walls. She looks around. The shadow of a man slips by behind her on the wall.
Hello? Someone there?
She spots something in the center of the room. She picks up her skirts and approaches. She leans over the edge of a well and peers inside. A light shines from the hole. The shadow reaches out a hand and drops something shiny. She turns. A gold ring lands on the floor. Cameron retrieves it and raises her eyebrows. A small crescent moon symbol sits on the band. In Cameron's room, Alex writes in a binder.
Artemis.
She glances around, then puts down her pen. The housekeeper enters.
Here we go.
Thanks. Hey, is Marcus still...
Still sitting across the street just staring at the house? Yep, very strange.
Cameron rushes out of a closet portal.
Look what I just found.
Okay, they don't pay me enough for this. I'll bring you a sandwich as well. And I might as well go across the street and give one to you-know-who. Heaven only knows what you did to that boy.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, sure.
I didn't do anything. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The most amazing thing...
Cameron straightens.
What boy? Marcus. He walked me home and he never left.
Wait, my Marcus walked you home from school?
Yeah, but it's not like that. He asked me out and I said no.
My Marcus asked you out?
Since when is he your Marcus? I thought you broke up with him.
You're right. We did. I did, and clearly he's devastated and not himself.
Clearly.
But it doesn't matter. You want to know why? Because I met a prince.
Really?
Really. So cute. Dimitri, we're on a first-name basis. Titles really aren't that important to either of us. I had the best day! Actually, you know what,
Cameron?
It was kind of a weird day. Mom was really worried, and Ileana and Karsh were acting really strange.
I know, how can you tell, right?
Cameron!
Karsh gave me like this weird...
Cameron, what did you find?
What did I...
Yeah, when you came in, you said that you found...
Look!
She holds out the ring.
It just appeared out of nowhere. Literally.
Alex regards the moon symbol.
It has our father's crest on it. I know. So it is true. This is a sign. He's alive. Cameron, I think our father is still alive.
What are you talking about?
Look, I've been writing all of these stories about him, that he's out there, asking for our help. But your stories always come true.
I know. I didn't want to say anything because I wasn't sure.
But where is he?
He's trapped. He's trapped in a place called the Shadowlands.
Come on. We've got to tell Miranda.
They stride to the closet, but it shuts.
There! No, there!
All the doors close and the shadow moves around the room.
No.
Karsh and Ileana materialize.
Ileana, Karsh!
Good. You're still safe.
What's wrong?
Thantos is back.
Eh?
Thantos is back.
Eh? Thantos is back!
In Coventry.
I thought we destroyed the darkness. How can Thantos still be alive?
Yeah, I thought we love his light, light as loved him right out of existence.
And one very angry scream later, it was goodbye Thantos.
Well, apparently when he was destroyed, what was left of him was able to cling to life in the Shadowlands.
Shadowlands? See? It really does exist.
Cameron and Alex walk over to Miranda.
I felt a dark presence for the last few days moving through the shadows. I wasn't sure it was Thantos until now. This afternoon, one of my servants was attacked in the North Tower.
Oh, that's horrible. I was in the North Tower. That could have been me.
What she really means is...
Oh, that's horrible. Is he okay?
It was implied. He'll be fine-ish.
But his shadow not so fine-ish.
His shadow? Shadows exist on their own here?
Oh, yes, yeah. It's in that world, the world of the shadows, that Thantos is hiding and plotting his return. I just hope we're not too late.
Too late? What does she mean, too late?
They're doomed.
Oh, yeah. Too late to stop him from regaining his human form.
Why? What happens then? It's bad, right? I can tell it's gonna be bad.
He's got one purpose, and one purpose only, to destroy the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would fall underneath the category of bad.
The twins follow the others downstairs.
If Thantos does come back, I doubt we'll be able to stop him a second time.
Wait! That's what I saw standing over you this morning. It wasn't a man. It was a shadow of a man. Thantos was in our house!
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
If he can freely travel between the two worlds, then he's already stronger than we feared.
Miranda marches down a long sky bridge.
But I'm afraid that once again, you two are the only ones that can stop him.
Us? Why us? Why can't they do some of the heavy pointing for a change? No offense.
None taken.
But it is a good question. They never do anything.
Well, okay, some taken.
Carson and Ileana continue after the women. A shadow passes over the arched ceiling.
In 2 days, the sun and the moon will be in perfect alignment.
A skylight iris opens.
A solar eclipse.
And both of you will be at your most powerful.
I always wanted a solar eclipse wedding. Please.
Well, you know my mother can't be here in 2 days.
Oh, that's right. Pretty please.
Oh,
are you sure?
Yes. I need them to perform the vanquishing spell.
Well, that's not possible. They can't do a vanquishing spell.
They're still at wall walking. Remedial wall walking.
There was an incident.
In fact, stuck in the wall is more accurate.
I don't think we have any other choice.
But they're not ready.
Then get them ready.
Hey, shouldn't it be up to us whether we perform this vanquishing spell or not?
Yeah.
What is it? It's a spell so powerful that it will destroy anything that's hidden in the Shadowlands.
Alex briefly stops and stares at Ileana.
But if we do that spell, it will vanquish Dad's shadow. We can't do it.
Excuse me?
I found it today in the North Tower. It was Dad's, wasn't it? I think he's trying to communicate with us. He's alive. I think he's in the Shadowlands.
After inspecting the ring, Miranda embraces both twins at the same time. They smile and hug her back.
I am so sorry. I know you don't want to believe this, but your father's gone. He's not coming back. I searched for years through the shadows. He's not there.
But my stories, my dreams...
are the work of Thantos. The moon is half in darkness. You have a connection to the Shadowlands. He's using you.
But the ring. What about Aaron's ring?
Only Thantos could have Aaron's ring. He took it from him when he killed him.
But it's not Thantos. I know it's not. It's Aaron, our father. He needs our help.
No. We need your help. I'm sorry, but on this, you're just going to have to trust me. Now, I'm counting on you and your sister. The future of Coventry depends on you.
Alex frowns and glances at Cameron.
It's amazing this place ever got along without us.
Prepare for the spell.
Yes, my queen.
Cameron hurries after Carson and Ileana. Alex follows. Miranda regards the rings on the fingers of her left hand. In a large room.
All right, now, the most important aspect of the vanquishing spell is getting the proportions correct. It's a very delicate balance, so what you need...
A book flies through the air and swoops over Karsh.
Hey, a little help, please!
Ileana and Karsh chase the book. Ileana swings a broom at the book. The book lowers itself onto a stand.
Sit! Okay. Okay, so as I was saying, the most important part of the vanquishing spell is to have...
Okay, what do you say we just jump in and get right to it? All this talk never pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
No, but it does help prevent small villages from turning into donkeys.
I said I was sorry.
Oh, and I suppose it's no coincidence that village happened to be my mother's.
Oh, kind of sorry. Okay, join hands. We'll just do the first part.
Okay, now remember, it's all about balance. Equal part sun, equal part moon, equal part hot, equal part cold.
I think they got it.
Ready?
Ready.
The power of the sun
and the forces of the moon.
Alex looks down. Her amulet gleams along with Cameron's.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Become one in our quest to open the door to the Shadowlands.
A bright light blossoms.
That was so cool. How'd we...
Cameron's eyes widen. Smoke surrounds Karsh and Ileana. Ash smudges their skin and the tops of Karsh's burnt shoes reveal his toes.
Perhaps a little bit too much sun. Alex, were you even trying?
Yes. No. Kind of. Guys, I really don't think we should be doing this.
But you heard Mom.
Well, I know what she said, but it doesn't mean I agree.
Right now, I don't think it matters whether you agree or not. Your mother wouldn't ask you to do this unless it was essential.
Cameron eyes Alex.
Fine. Vanquish away.
Why don't the two of you give it another go while we go and change into something a little less charred?
They walk off together.
Sorry, me too. Well, I'm surprised you're still here. Why wouldn't I be here?
Oh, well, I thought you would have zapped yourself home by now. Especially since I haven't seen a single carriage or a white horse.
They keep them around back.
Plus, Mom needs us.
Emphasis on the us.
Please, I can't do this without you.
Two halves of a whole. Twin witches.
A smile spreads on Alex's face as she regards her sister.
Twitches. Twitches.
Go, Twitches!
Okay.
They join hands.
The power of the sun and the forces of the moon become one in our quest. All right, stay focused. All our energy and concentration has to be on...
Dimitri!
Cameron releases Alex, who falls. Holding an orb, Dimitri flees. Alex stands. Outside.
Dimitri!
Cameron runs after him. He descends a staircase.
Dimitri! Cam! Cam!
He removes an apron.
Dimitri!
He tosses the apron and orb.
Hi!
Hey! Hi! Hi! Sorry, I don't want to disturb you guys.
Oh, you weren't disturbing us. We were just moving around.
Yeah. Trying to save the kingdom and all that is...
Good idea. Oh, Dimitri, this is my sister, Alex.
Alex, I knew that.
A pleasure.
That's him, that's my prince.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
What?
Cameron curtsies. Alex curtsies also.
Dimitri is so amazing. He totally showed me how to fix things.
Cameron approaches a white vase.
Look!
She pushes it.
Why don't you show her? Come on, I wouldn't be much of a teacher if I took all the glory, right?
Cameron holds up her hand. The vase reassembles.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, he's great.
Well, look, I should probably leave the two of you to save the world. But listen, I was wondering if I could show you around the garden sometime.
Yes! I mean, yes. That would be a yes.
Well, there you are. Can I get some tea, please?
And can I get one of those chicken salad sandwiches with the crust cut off? Ooh, and some olives.
I love me the olives.
Karsh holds out his hands.
Well?
Right away, sir.
And where is your apron? Put your apron on. Wow. Things have really slipped since we went into exile.
You guys should probably order something, too. We're going to be working late.
You're not a prince?
No. Excuse me.
He strides away.
Cam, what's the matter with you? Go after him.
He's working. I don't... We should probably get back to the spell.
You're impossible.
Dimitri!
Alex chases him.
Dimitri!
Inside the castle.
Hey, Dimitri.
Dimitri. Hail your divinity.
I want to
Princess Artemis.
Princess Alex.
Okay. You guys have got to stop doing that.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. Okay, please don't be mad. I didn't lie to her. Granted, I really didn't tell her the truth, but I didn't lie.
No, it's okay. Calm down. Nobody's mad.
I just wanted to impress her. You know, I want her to like me.
Even though you're a waiter, it does not mean you cannot be impressive. I've cleaned people's houses, toilets included, for 2 summers.
Really?
Well, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. But your job doesn't define who you are.
Well, no, of course not. Who your parents are does.
And again, no.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you sure you're a princess? Because...
Well, I'm kind of new at it. Just give me a few more weeks and I promise to be way more stuck up and snotty. And Cameron, well... She likes you. So, don't give up. Okay?
Okay. Actually, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, anything.
Can I borrow some of your magic?
Alex's eyes narrow.
My magic? Why would you want that?
Well, so I can do something special for Cameron.
Well, don't you have any of your own?
No.
Oh, okay.
One.
She spells him.
What happened?
Are you all right? It was Santos. I know it. He tried to take over Dimitri's shadow.
Well, where is he now?
He's in there.
Where?
In there.
Where?
He's in there.
Ileana takes the top off a teapot.
Ah, he's in there.
The now small Dimitri is wedged in the teapot, his legs sticking out awkwardly.
What? I didn't know what else to do. He asked to borrow my magic to impress Cam.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on. Only Phantos would ask something like that. This is Coventry. Everyone has magic, right?
I'm afraid that's not entirely true.
I can use a chiropractor.
Ileana covers him.
You see, after your father was killed, your mother thought it would be best to leave magic in the hands of those who could best control it, like the royal family and your protectors.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
They took everyone's magic? That's horrible. That's so unfair.
Alex, I really don't think you understand.
No, I understand just fine.
Alex leaves. Ileana glances at Karsh. She lifts the teapot lid again.
Absolutely no rush on that chicken salad.
On Earth, Cameron parks her car at school.
Cammy!
Beth comes over.
Have you seen Alex?
I got up this morning and she was gone.
Cammy, oh my gosh, I was getting so worried. I have been texting you all morning.
Sorry, I was out of range.
Have you seen her?
Duh.
Twin 2 is in the calf doing the Marcus whoop-de-doo. I sent you pictures.
I can't believe her.
I know. They're just going over notes. I mean, no giggling, no hair flipping. She's really bad at this.
Thanks. You're a good friend.
They air kiss.
Well, apparently not good enough for you to text me back. I have blisters.
In the cafeteria, Alex and Marcus study.
I'm trying.
Okay, I think I gotta go.
Cameron passes through a nearby wall. She watches Alex leave. She glares at her sister's back. She turns and spells herself into Alex's hairstyle and outfit. Cameron smirks.
Look at me. I think I'm better than everyone. And I don't even use conditioner. Ugh.
God. Hey, Marcus. It's me, Alex. Again.
I can see that. What happened? I thought you had studying to do.
I do? Oh, I do. So many books by dead people to read. But before I go, I was wondering, you know my sister Cameron? Really pretty, you used to date. What do you think of her?
Alex turns. She spots Cameron impersonating her with Marcus.
Okay, that's a little random. I don't know. She's great. I mean, she's fun. Tends to be a little vapid and self-centered sometimes.
I am not self-centered.
I didn't say you were.
Alex appears as Cameron.
Hi, Marcus. Hi, Alex.
yeah, sorry.
Oh my gosh, so what are you two talking about?
Aren't these just the cutest shoes?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. And that only works if those shoes are actually cute.
Well, they're your shoes.
What are you even doing here? We have work to do.
Living my life, and I am so done with that place.
I'm gonna go. Later.
Bye, Marcus.
Bye, Marcus.
The swapped twins glare at each other. Cameron, as Alex, picks up Alex's books and marches away.
What is your problem? Don't you trust me?
No. I turned my back for like 2 minutes and you're all over him. Why would I trust you?
Because I would never do anything to hurt you. You should know that.
I do know that. I didn't break up with him. He broke up with me. I just told everybody that so I wouldn't look bad.
Oh, Cam, I'm sorry.
Alex returns to her normal look.
It's okay. At least I found out why.
Cameron spells herself back into her old look, too. Two cyclists see the transformation and crash into bushes.
Well, he actually told me it was because you two didn't have much in common. So, you don't think I'm self-centered? No. A truly self-centered person wouldn't have run from Coventry, kind of like I did.
At Cameron's car.
Well, what are you supposed to do, Alex, if you really think Dad still might be alive somewhere? I don't think, Cameron. I know.
They climb in.
Why do you think he's only communicating with me? He gave me the ring. And the drawing.
Alex stares off.
You had a vision in Drew's crest. Do you still have it?
It's in my backpack.
Alex opens Cameron's sketchbook. She flips through drawings of Marcus.
600 pictures of Marcus and... Ah, here it is.
But this is the castle.
So?
Well, I've never seen these doors before. We have to get to Coventry. Fast.
Fast?
Cameron, no.
What? Don't worry. I'm practicing.
You'd be surprised at what I can do now.
Cameron?
Their car drives through a white mist.
Cam, this doesn't look like Coventry. Are you sure we're in Coventry?
Of course we're in Coventry.
The twins look back to see a city street below them as they drive up the side of a skyscraper. They slide backwards. The car rematerializes in front of the castle in Coventry. They look around.
Well, that worked. Somehow, I'm not surprised.
Inside.
Are you sure this is it? It has to be it. Everything looks the same. You know, except for the brick wall part.
Well, maybe they remodeled. Which I have to say isn't the worst idea in the whole...
Alex passes through the wall.
Alex? Alex? Remember when I said there was an incident? Well, Liliana...
Alex reaches through the wall to pull Cameron inside.
I don't know about this. Don't you suppose they bricked this up for a reason?
Yep. And I want to know what that reason is. Just stay close.
Wait. You know when you go to a horror movie, and there's always that stupid girl who goes inside the creepy house, even though there are a gazillion signs saying keep out, and the whole audience is screaming, don't go in there? Yeah? You're that girl.
Vapor passes.
What was that?
Nothing. Just a shadow.
The twins sprint down the tunnel. A dark vapor swirls after them. It watches them as they look back and run. They race through a door and into the study.
Hi. Isn't there a spell you should be studying?
Miranda smiles.
Well, we were just, you know, checking out the new place.
Yeah.
And, I have to say, you could use a couple more bathrooms.
Yeah. Cam drew this.
I used to draw all the time when I was your age.
But don't you think it's kind of strange?
It would be stranger if you hadn't. Dan does as many things, but he's not a fool. He's purposely trying to deceive you.
Cameron raises her eyebrows at Alex.
This is Dad's study, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was his favorite place in the whole castle. It's just like he left it.
What was he like?
Please? You never talk about him.
I don't know where to begin. He was funny and sweet and strong. I was just about your age when I met him at the Winter Festival.
In a flashback, a young Miranda wears a white gown and dances with young Aaron. They move in an elegant circle through a large, empty room. He twirls her, then kisses the back of her hand.
We ended up dancing the whole night together. And when it was over, he said he wanted to give me a present so I would remember him forever. I could pick whatever I wanted.
What did you ask for?
A star. From the north sky.
A light appears over Miranda's palm.
It's a real star. Good gift.
I never told anyone that story. It was our secret.
The star disappears as she closes her hand.
All right, it's getting late. We should get home.
Bye, Mom.
I think I'll sleep a little easier knowing you're safe in your own dimension.
Miranda casts a spell. Their closet portal appears. Miranda hugs Alex.
I know you're struggling.
It's not Vantos who's been coming to me. It's Dad, I know it.
I know that you believe that. But you're just gonna have to trust me.
Alex glances toward Aaron's portrait.
Okay.
She joins Cameron. They go to the portal together. Alex turns to shut the door. Miranda waves. Miranda regards Aaron's portrait.
I'm sorry. I don't have any other choice.
In Cameron's bedroom.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. I'm sure they're gonna be okay. I'm sure they'll be home anytime.
Lights flash.
So, no one thought to invent a telephone in this magical land of yours?
Sorry.
Yesterday, you go slog off in the swimming pool and you can't call?
I took the closet. I'm sorry.
Your mother has been worried sick.
Actually, your mother's just fine. But your father, well, he drained the pool.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I still haven't mastered interdimensional communication.
Oh, says the girl who can text, download, and talk on the cell phone all at the same time.
He's not a multitasker.
I can hear you.
We are both very happy that you're both home safe and sound. Did you have fun?
Yes.
It was great.
The best.
Really fun.
So
yeah,
much fun.
Awesome.
Is there something that you're not telling us?
No. Is there something that you're not telling us because you know that we'll freak out and there's a chance your father's head will explode?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sleep well.
What? That's it?
That's it. Good night, Daddy.
Yeah.
Good night, Mr. Barnes.
Alex.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, you can... call me Dad.
Thanks, but, I'm good for now.
David nods.
Cool.
He smiles and leaves. Cameron passes.
Where are you going?
We forgot the car.
She hurries back into the closet portal, and Alex rushes after her. On Earth, Cameron's car sits in front of her large home at night. Inside, the housekeeper washes a counter as above her, a large shadow moves on the ceiling. She wipes off a rooster figurine, then looks up. In Cameron's room.
What if they're both still alive?
Who's still alive?
Aaron and Thantos. Dad could have been hiding out in the Shadowlands this whole time, too. What? Too long?
Mm-hmm.
Cameron, I know it's been a long time, but that's what I wrote in my story.
Cameron continues brushing.
Dad was weak and managed to escape Thantos. And he's been living in the shadows here ever since, watching over us. People keep telling me that I have the gift of knowing, right? Well, guess what? I know that our father is still out there. And I'm not going to destroy our hopes of ever seeing him again by doing some stupid spell. Are you sure you don't also have the gift of wanting? You always said you wanted a father. It's not true!
Not even just a little? I mean, so...
Cameron peers outside the bathroom with a toothbrush in her mouth.
Snickerdoodles!
Cameron opens the door.
Alex?
Snickerdoodles!
Cameron accepts a tray from the housekeeper.
Snickerdoodles!
In the hallway outside Cameron's room, the shadow leaves the housekeeper's body. She glances around and raises her eyebrows. In her room, Cameron eyes the door, then carries off the tray of snickerdoodles as the shadow slips beneath the door and into the room. In Coventry, Alex wanders through Aaron's study. She flips through a book on the desk, then shuts it. She turns to look at his portrait that hangs above a small fireplace. Her brow furrows. She moves to sit in a leather armchair. She bites her fingernail and considers Aaron's portrait again. He stands with his arm leaning on an object in the painting. Alex shifts in the chair. She leans her head against her hand and closes her eyes. The light outside two windows brightens as the night fades into day. Alex sleeps in the chair, then is awakened by a sudden breeze.
Is someone there?
She rises. A set of doors open. Alex shuts the glass doors and turns.
Look, if it's Thantos, if that's who you are, I'm not afraid of you. But if it's my father, if it really is you, well, we don't have much time. I need a sign. I need something.
She whips her head to look at the doors. An unseen force draws a smudged star on the yellowed glass. The shape gleams. Alex smiles.
It really is you. Miranda! 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 I was calling you.
Where are
Are you all right? What happened?
It's Aaron. He's here, in the castle, trapped in the Shadowlands. I know what you're gonna say, but this wasn't Thantos. It couldn't be. I asked for a sign, and he drew me a star.
A star?
Yeah. That's what he gave Mom the night they met. It was their secret.
A star? That's so romantic.
Wait, you don't think I'm romantic?
No. A little. You gave me a bug.
Yeah, because you collect them.
Well, now you bring me...
This is good news. Why aren't you happy? We know where he is.
Enough! I don't want to hear another word about your father. I never should have told you that story.
Miranda climbs a staircase.
Why won't you even consider the possibility that he might be alive? That they both might be alive?
You very well might be right. They both may be out there. We still have to do the spell.
What? No! How can you say that?
I can't take the chance of Thantos regaining power. You'd never be safe. No one in Coventry would be safe.
But Dad
would want us to do this.
No, he wouldn't. I know he wouldn't. You said the vanquishing spell would destroy everything in the shadows.
Alex, I am trying to do what I think is best.
Are you? And I suppose you thought taking away everyone's magic was also for the best.
Alex.
Carr shakes his head. Miranda nods.
I did. At the time. You and your sister...
You know, just stop. You don't care about us. You don't even care about Aaron. All you care about is your precious kingdom. Well, you know what? You can have it. I'm taking the next door out of this place.
Alex casts a spell.
Oh, look. There's one now.
Alex! The eclipse is almost upon us. Wait!
Alex enters the portal.
That was awkward.
Miranda glances at them.
Someday she's gonna understand. We don't have much time before the eclipse. Where's Cameron?
At home. Well, her other home, with her parents. Her other parents, Mom, Mother, the other mother is... She's not here.
Could you find her, please?
Oh, yeah.
Ask her to talk to her sister. We need them both here.
Yes, we're on it.
On the way there, can we stop so I can change my shoes?
I think they match perfectly.
In Cameron's room.
Why do I have to talk to her?
Because you're her sister. She'll listen to you.
Have either of you met Alex? She's not so good on the listening or the sistering. And she took my lip gloss. Oh, she's such a little... Oh, there it is.
Oh, Cameron, we don't have much time left. If Thantos breaks free of the Shadowlands, we're defenseless.
Oh, Miranda.
Miranda is still too weak from her last battle with the darkness.
And too proud to say so. The eclipse is our only chance of stopping him. And all of Coventry
is counting on me. I know.
Cameron accidentally closes the door on them.
Sorry. I want to help. I want to do what's right. I just don't know what the right thing is.
I think you do.
You're a princess of Coventry. You can't just sit back and do nothing. You have to act. You have to govern. I'm sorry if that's not what you thought princessing was, but it is.
Whoa. Tough love.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, it's not what I thought it would be, but... I like it. I like having responsibility, and I like having my life be about something.
And the tiara?
Love the tiara!
So you'll help?
I'll do more than help. I'll make sure she's there.
Cameron grabs her purse off a table.
Toodles! Wish me luck.
She hurries out.
Oh, wait! Let me do it. And I'm taking the next door out of here.
A castle door appears.
Now that's how you conjure up a portal.
It's on. My foot.
At the college, Cameron and Alex argue outside. Marcus watches them from afar. Beth joins him.
Well, looks like you stirred up quite a bit of dust in Twin Town.
No, that has nothing to do with me. I mean, Cameron wants Alex to go somewhere, and Alex isn't budging.
Well, give it a minute. Alex is so going. My Kaylee tends to get everything she wants.
Not everything.
Cameron keeps up with Alex.
I'm gonna break this down for you. Here's sense. You? You're way over there in no sense land.
Okay, then something definitely must be wrong if you think you're the sensible one.
So you're just gonna pretend this isn't happening? How's that gonna help Dad, Alex?
Oh, like you even care, Cameron.
I care more than you do.
Oh, please, explain that logic to me.
I care enough to stay. I care enough to try and figure out what's right.
I know what's right.
Then what are you doing here, Alex? If I knew
If I really knew like you say you do, then I'd be doing everything in my power to try and help him.
Okay. And how am I supposed to do that? Not a clue. I can only figure out the first part of my speech. It doesn't matter. You're right.
Really?
Really. Will you go with me?
Couldn't stop me if you wanted to. You don't want to, do you?
Alex holds out her hand. Cameron grins and takes it. They stand side by side. The twins close their eyes. They spell a castle door onto the quad. They sneak inside and the door shoots into the air as Marcus and Beth gape.
you just see...
See what?
Exactly.
Okay, so later?
Yeah, later.
Okay.
In Aaron's study.
Walking through wall spell. Oh, too late for that.
Where are you?
Where is he?
Alex, we have called, pleaded, and hollered. Whatever you think you saw before isn't here. I don't know what else to do.
Dad, please.
We've
gotta go. The eclipse is about to start.
No, Cam.
Yes, we've got to do this. It's the only way to stop Phantos. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna be together.
A book flies out.
Okay, a little scared.
Alex stands and goes over to the book.
It's a book of spells.
Still scared.
The pages flip for themselves.
He's here. He's trying to tell us something.
The book opens onto a page entitled Freedom Spell.
It's a freedom spell. It's a spell used to release spirits trapped in the Shadowlands.
Alex, no. Now I'm sure it's Phantos. Please, let's just go.
The power of the sun and the forces of the moon.
It's almost the exact same spell. What's the last line of the vanquishing spell?
Cameron mouths words to herself. Alex rolls her eyes.
And vanquish our enemies in the darkness that hides them.
All right, yeah, well, look, the only difference is that instead you say, and free your friends from the darkness that binds them.
We just have to substitute the last line.
Oh, that's my line.
I know. You're the only one who can do this.
Again.
Why me?
You have to.
This is a sign.
I have to talk to Miranda.
No, you can't. We already know what she'll say.
Karsh and Ileana enter.
What are you doing in here?
The eclipse is starting. You can't be late for these things.
Alex, I really...
I know you.
You'll do what's right.
Come on, people.
I know.
Those shadows aren't going to vanquish themselves.
I'm
sick and tired of tracking the two of you down.
In the castle, Miranda stands on a sun and moon symbol. She looks through a skylight and observes the moon move over the sun.
Less than a minute.
People gather on an upper balcony.
I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Okay, so the fate of everyone in Coventry is in your hands, right? Not too much pressure. Okay, this way. You gotta go this way because hold on. If I do this way, you might be like,
oh, no.
Is it this way?
Okay. All right, everyone, hurry! This has to be perfect. We don't get a second chance.
Just relax.
Alex catches Cameron's eyes and nods.
Miranda, the sun.
Yes, thank you. I'm well aware.
Ileana breathes meaningfully.
Come on!
Karsh takes Ileana's hand and drags her away. Cameron eyes the eclipse. A wind rustles their hair.
Oh, man, I love a good eclipse. Now, don't you wish this was our wedding? It was so romantic. Did you get popcorn?
The popcorn? Do you really think that's appropriate for this situation?
Oh, well, how about licorice?
He takes the licorice and stuffs it in his mouth. The spectators on the balcony put on sunglasses. They watch the moon move further over the sun. Below, Alex and Cameron stand with Miranda on the sun and moon symbol.
It's time to vanquish evil once and for all.
Miranda glances at Alex and nods.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just a little nervous. Yeah, I'm okay too.
You're doing the right thing.
I know you're...
Miranda brings their hands together and goes upstairs.
You're gonna be great. Okay? Ready?
Miranda joins Karsh and Ileana on the upper balcony. She puts on a pair of sunglasses. A light swirls around the twins. They levitate as the light surrounds them in a tight circle. Cameron glances upwards. The moon nearly eclipses the sun completely. Cameron and Alex share a look. Cameron nods.
Power of the sun and the forces of the moon become one in our quest.
Cameron's sun amulet glows and floats off her neck. Alex's moon amulet does the same. Ileana watches from the balcony and eats popcorn. The twins' amulets join together between them. A light pulses. The light that surrounds them fades.
To open the doors to the Shadowlands.
Their amulets shine.
Let our light illuminate the eternal night and leave no corner untouched so that we may... So that we may... Free your friends. We have to say it. We have to set them free.
They're gonna do a freedom spell.
They wouldn't.
Come on, say it.
Cameron looks at their combined amulets.
So that we may vanquish our enemies in the darkness that hides them. Cam, no!
Miranda turns away. The twins' necklaces separate and release a ball of light that shoots throughout the room. Spectators move away from the balcony.
I'm sorry. I had to. Thantos had to be stopped. But it wasn't Thantos!
Alex turns to Miranda.
Do something!
There's nothing I or anyone can do. You've unleashed the light.
A ball of light explodes near Miranda.
It won't stop until it's searched through the shadows and destroyed everything.
I've got to warn him. He's got to hide.
No, nothing in the shadows can hide now.
The ball of light zooms upwards through the skylight. Outside, it flies around the castle. Alex runs off.
Alex!
Miranda chases after her with Karsh and Ileana. Alex sprints down a hallway. The ball of light follows. In Aaron's study, the glass doors open as Alex darts in.
Hurry! Hurry! The light is coming! We did the vanquishing spell and I can't stop it! Tell me what to do! Give me a sign or something!
The pages of the open spell book flip on the desk. They stop on a page entitled Transfer Spell. Alex rushes over.
Okay. A transfer spell to transfer magic from one person to another.
She eyes Aaron's portrait.
All right, I'll do it. Just tell me how. It says that I have to touch you.
She regards the spell. A phrase at the bottom of the page reads, I give you everything. A large, shadowy mass shifts toward her. Elsewhere in the castle, Cameron races down a darkened hallway. In Aaron's study, the ball of light speeds into the room. The light hits against the wall.
We're too late!
A hand reaches out. The hand emerges from the shadowed mass. Alex grasps it. A blue light glows between them.
I give you everything.
A force thrusts Alex backwards.
Alex! Alex! Are you all right?
I did it. I saved Dad. I gave him my magic.
The twins look to a man as he straightens. The man Thantos turns and grins. A scar marks his eyebrow. Cameron and Alex's smiles fade.
In the flesh. Miss me?
I'm sorry. I was so sure bad, that it was...
Bad, bad Thantos. Preying on the hope and insecurities of the innocent, I should probably stop doing that. And yet, nothing brings me greater joy.
A plant catches fire.
You won't get away with this.
Oh, but I already have.
He shows his palms.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'd like to finish off my brother before the light does.
He steps through a portal.
He's getting away.
No, no, no! Did you hear that? You were right. Dad's still alive. Come on, we have to go find him. But he can be anywhere.
Not anywhere. What you wrote in your journal was true. Aaron's been with us all along. There's only one place he can be.
Okay.
On Earth, Cameron and Alex burst out of the closet portal in Cameron's room.
Dad! Are you here?
Cameron and Alex dash out of the bedroom. Fire flares on a plant in the hallway.
Hurry! Mom! Are you okay? What happened?
Santos! He wanted my shadow, your poor father!
Daddy!
Mr. Barnes! Here, have him up.
The twins attempt to write David in his armchair.
I put up a good fight.
But where's Santos?
They drop him.
Gosh, honey, here. You'll be all right.
How do you know that?
I don't. It's just what I say.
Oh, honey.
Would you mind? I am.
In a laundry room, Santos makes the housekeeper's head move side to side.
You may go. Just make sure you leave your shadow behind.
He releases the housekeeper. Her shadow sticks to the wall behind her as she flees. Santos smirks and holds the shadow in place with magic.
Hiding out in a little old lady's shadow? I'm truly disappointed.
The twins rush downstairs.
I quit!
They stop and furrow their brows in the laundry room.
Hello, brother. You don't look so good. I think I should finish what I started 21 years ago.
The twins arrive.
Dad!
Santos closes the door on them.
It's locked. Stand back.
Cameron kicks the door down.
What kind of princess school do you go to?
I teach Taekwondo.
They find the laundry room empty.
Upstairs.
In Cameron's room.
They have to be in Coventry. Where else would he have to... He must have locked the portal from the other side. How are we going to get to Coventry? I think I know another way.
Cameron beams and pumps her eyebrows.
Cam? Cam!
Cameron's car appears in Coventry.
Next time, I'll walk.
They climb out of the car.
Hurry! The eclipse is still happening. Run, come on! We can still save Dad!
Dad's still alive! Wait!
The twins can't enter the castle.
The old protector spell trick, huh?
Yeah, it gets us every time.
Well, not us. I mean, it's gotten you instead.
No, I think it's gotten
you. No, I have never.
Now is not the time.
Miranda approaches.
They just cast a spell and locked us out. The castle can only be opened from the inside now.
But how did Thantos escape the light and get his power back?
The hell does it matter? The why? It was very noble.
Thank you.
Dimitri slips out a hidden garden door leading into the castle.
It's down here!
He hurries to meet the group.
Come on, let's go! Door's down there.
Listen, hey, could I get that chicken salad now?
Ileana, come on!
Where is he? Where's Santos?
He's taking Aaron up to the North Tower.
Dimitri, how did you open the door?
Miranda gave us our magic back, and yeah, you're right, it is a lot harder than it looks.
Cameron grins.
Come on. You were so brave. See? Now that was impressive. Did not seem like the best time for that. Oh, you still like him.
They rush into the castle. Dimitri closes the door behind them and guards it on a tower roof. Aaron's shadow stumbles away from Phantos. Phantos raises his palm and shoots black lightning at him. Aaron jumps and lands near a well.
Bad day for you, brother. One daughter unleashes the vanquishing spell. The other gives your mortal enemy all her power. Kids, what are you gonna do?
Phantos uses magic to throw Aaron into a wall.
Out of the way!
Oh, sorry.
The group runs down a hallway.
I didn't bring you up here to make small talk.
Harry,
high low, rule coming.
Stay away from him!
Cameron sends out a spell that thrusts Phantos into a far wall. Phantos drops and Aaron collapses. Carson and Ileana run towards Santos.
All right, I have a plan.
Okay, I'll distract him.
Okay,
Santos blows wind at them. They hang on the side of the tower.
Don't let go!
You don't let go! You don't let go!
She hangs from his legs.
Did you remember to mail the invitations?
Ileana!
What?
Actually, no. I didn't. I've been a little busy lately.
Well, maybe it's for the best.
Phantos smirks as the twins draw near.
Phantos!
Miranda stands on a set of stairs.
This is good.
I was afraid you might miss this special moment. As soon as the sun comes out from behind the moon, your beloved husband and father will be no more.
I'm not gonna let you get away with this.
But I'm afraid there's nothing you can do about it, Your Majesty. You seem to have your hands full.
Phantos propels Alex into the air with lightning. Miranda grabs Alex with a tether of light. She hovers outside the castle. Phantos suspends Cameron, and Miranda sends a light tether to her, too. Alex looks down to see the ground far below her. Miranda's face tenses as she struggles to hold the twins. Cameron glances into the well.
Such a shame when children get in the middle of family squabbles.
Miranda eyes the eclipse. Aaron writhes.
Just hold on! To what?
Aaron cringes and rolls over. Phantos watches him. He releases the twins. Miranda lowers the girls onto the roof. Aaron lunges at Phantos, who shoots lightning at him. Aaron falls. Miranda guards his body.
Stay back!
Ooh, gladly. It's too late for you to do anything now. He has nothing left.
Phantos and the twins regard the eclipse. Phantos grins. Alex glares.
Now I know you'll never understand. With us here...
Alex and Cameron hold hands.
He has everything left.
Cameron extends her free hand to Miranda. Miranda turns and grips it with her own. A blue light glows. Aaron extends his shadowy hand to Alex. His form pulses from bright to dark as she takes it. Phantos observes them. Alex and Cameron close their eyes.
We give you everything.
Phantos' eyes widen. A light shines onto the twins' faces from below. In the sky, the sun's rays glow and shift behind the moon. Three balls of light shoot towards Phantos. They join together in front of him. The force of the light hurls him backwards. Cameron helps Miranda to her feet. Miranda's gaze stays trained downwards. A blue light takes the form of a man. Aaron materializes into his human body.
Dad!
He looks between the twins, then embraces them.
Thank you. Thank you.
They pull back. Cameron smiles. Aaron turns to Miranda. She grips him in a tight hug and rubs his back. Cameron spots Phantos leaping towards them. Her eyes go wide. Aaron holds up his hands in a defensive position. Light shoots off them and strikes Phantos. Phantos falls into the well. The twins stand over the edge of the well. They bring their fingers to their forehead in an L formation.
Loser!
They drop their fingers and turn towards Aaron. He holds out his arms to them. The three hug. Aaron holds out his arm to Miranda. She joins them. Alex smiles against Aaron's shoulder. Later, Aaron walks with Miranda's arm folded over his. He kisses Miranda's hand. The sun's rays shift over the tower roof as the moon moves away from the sun. The four stand by a ledge.
You were right. This kind of bond is something he could never understand.
Carson and Ileana still dangle.
Hello!
Hey, how's it going up there?
A little help, please!
Hi!
Seriously, we don't have a flying spell.
Come to think of it, we don't have a landing spell either.
I don't know how long this gargoyle can hold us.
At a wedding.
And do you, Karsh, take the lovely Ileana to be your lawful wedded wife?
Ileana gazes at Karsh. Aaron raises his eyebrows.
I do, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And do you, Ileana, take the handsome Karsh?
You look great.
The twins wear tiaras.
Oh, you know you love it.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of love it.
Of course I do.
Beth and Marcus sit together. Beth waves at the twins who stand near the front. Dimitri grins.
I know. They grow up so fast, don't they? I hear you.
Well, may we have the rings now, please?
Oh, yes.
The twins hand the couple rings.
You are my favorite.
Marcus leans to Beth.
I can't believe you're not more freaked out about this.
What is there to be freaked out about? I'm just jealous she has this much space in the back of her closet.
Karsh and Ileana put rings on one another's fingers.
We now pronounce you husband
and wife.
Okay.
Karsh and Ileana gaze awkwardly at each other. Aaron eyes Ileana.
You may now kiss the bride.
Oh, wait!
Okay. We should been going head on because our noses. I've got nothing.
No, did you say it was big?
No. Are you sure?
It's big. You don't?
No, not at all. I just.
Kiss her!
Okay.
They kiss.
Rose petals?
Yeah, I know. Disgusting. It was the twins' idea. I
can't believe you did that to my mother.
I don't think she's ever looked lovelier.
The housekeeper claps beside Karsh's mother, a donkey in a pink hat and pearls. The twins follow Karsh and Ileana down the aisle.
That was lovely.
No, that was weird.
No, David, how could you say that? Yes, that was lovely.
Ileana cuts into the base of a three-tiered green and blue cake. She holds a slice on a plate as she and Karsh get a pork bowl. They hook arms and move to feed themselves. Each tugs the other's arm away.
But Mrs. Karsh and I are going to start a book club.
Well, you finally know how your fairy tale ends. I never doubted it had a happy ending. You so doubted it. You were like the princess of doubt.
What?
Yes.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was you!
So not true.
Marcus waves.
Your tiara slipped. Oh.
The twins sit.
Well, I think we look fabulous. You think?
Mm-hmm.
Cameron breaks into a grin.
Go Twitches! Go Twitches! Go Twitches! Go Twitches! Go Twitches! Go
The entire table dances with them. Alex grabs a glass of fruit punch. Cameron does the same. They clink glasses. A ringed planet hangs in the sky behind the castle. A sun and moon symbol appears and glows. A Logo, Disney Channel Original.